producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. On this fourth hour, the news wrap-up, I'm David Knight, your host. Pretty amazing to see Matt Drudge in here. And we have a lot of stories that we cover of his all the time, as everyone does. It's pretty amazing to see him in person. Quite a surprise. We're going to talk in this next hour about something that I think is more important than the presidential race, certainly more imminent than the presidential race. That's about a year away. But what's going to happen is within the next few days, we're going to have another Speaker of the House. He's going to have a lot of power, a lot of power. We've got the Trans-Pacific Partnership that just was approved, we're told, finally, although we don't know what's in it yet. Isn't that interesting? We're getting all kinds of reactions from the corporations that put this together with their corporate lobbyists. We're getting reactions from their political puppets that they pay to be their spokesman, their representative, saying, I don't like this part about it. I don't like this about this industry. So we're going to talk about that. But we're also going to talk about this speaker race because it's going to have a huge impact on the Trans-Pacific Partnership, for example. But it's going to have an impact on everything. You have to understand how powerful that office is. Very little attention is being given to that. There's not much of a choice, quite frankly. There's only three people who are running for it. They're going to be meeting tonight privately. So we're going to talk a little bit about who these people are, what we might expect from them. Are things really going to change? Are we simply going to get a new face? We're also going to talk about killer robots, the push to put that on us. We see yet again this subject has come up. We've talked to Noel Sharkey in the past about his concerns about that. He's quoted in the article that's on Drudge Report about a UN delay could open the door to the robot wars. And, of course, what they're trying to do is get some kind of a ban, a limit on autonomous killing machines. You need to think about how important this is. It was just last Friday that Alex Jones interviewed Annie Jacobson, who had written The Pentagon's Brain, a very, very compelling history of DARPA, and I would say the entire military-industrial complex. It's a very well-written book. Listening to it on audiobook, it's like listening to or watching a documentary. It's much more compelling than many documentaries I've seen. She's a very good reader. But what she does in her book is she fills out the characters. There's backstories of these scientists, backstories of the organizations. And right now, I'm still kind of about the first third of the book as I listen to it. Right now, she's talking about the Cold War, about the efforts to try to limit this runaway nuclear race between the Russians and the Americans that happened 60-some-odd years ago. We were fortunate at the time to have somebody who had a moral compass, a sense of proportion, and a knowledge of the military, President Eisenhower. He pushed very hard against this, and as she pointed out in the interview when she was talking to Alex, one of the people that she was very concerned about, there were two people that he said he feared greatly, Edward Teller and Wernher von Braun. There's a very funny song about Wernher von Braun that was done by a guy back in the 60s who knew, many people knew that he was a hardcore Nazi. He was an SS member. The scientist that worked with him at NASA that he wanted to bring in when he was offered the leadership of DARPA. These guys were hardcore SA and SS members. They were true believers. They were very dangerous people. Many of the people that we brought over in Operation Paperclip. And it's not just DARPA. It was also the bioweapons technology that was brought over. That was essentially manned by Nazi war criminals, Japanese war criminals, people who had the idea that they could experiment on humans without having, because they said it's in the greater good. They don't need to have informed consent from the individuals because we're doing this for the greater good. So that gave them carte blanche in their eyes to do some of the worst atrocities that mankind has ever seen. That's why it's so important that we do not lose informed consent, whether it comes to vaccinations or anything else that the medical community does, or anything that our government does. So we're going to talk about one other aspect of informed consent, and that is our Bill of Rights and how that is under attack in many different directions. We've got a lot to talk about. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold Fish Oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold Fish Oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show on this fourth hour, October 6, 2015. My name is David Knight. I'm your host this last hour. Doing a news wrap-up. One of the things that has presented itself today, yet another example of out-of-control killer robots. As I was talking about in the last example, we have to get control of this like we got control of the runaway race in nuclear arms. It took a president who understood what was going on. It took a president who understood the military-industrial complex. It was Eisenhower who warned us about that. And it was Eisenhower who fought against the scientists like Edward Teller who wanted to create the next bigger bomb. And these bombs were growing in their firepower exponentially. Looking at the book that Alex interviewed the author on Friday, The Pentagon's Brain, Annie Jacobson, a very good history, very compelling history, very entertaining history, quite frankly. I would highly recommend you get it because it fills in all of the details of what's going on. You need to educate yourself about what's going on because these struggles that we're going through today are essentially the same in principle as the struggles that we've already gone through. The arms race. We see the revival of the Cold War. Quite frankly, the military-industrial complex wants to sell these big-ticket items. One of these big-ticket items that's on the table right now are killer robots. A very, very dangerous situation. As dangerous, I would say, as nuclear weapons. The potential for mass destruction, for gigadeath. We've interviewed Hugo de Garis. Remember the interview that we had with him, the artificial intelligence scientist? He talked about the Artelect Wars. What are the Artelect Wars? Well, the Artificial Intelligence Wars. His idea being that once we had
a understanding of where this was headed. Once the public understood where artificial intelligence, truly autonomous artificial intelligence, because there's different kinds of artificial intelligence. There's artificial intelligence that can, that has a limited scope, that basically can make heuristic decisions about certain things, draw conclusions, do it more quickly than humans can do it. But we're talking about generalized artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence that can learn and think on its own, that has the potential to run away. The kind of artificial intelligence that was depicted in the Terminator series with Skynet. That's what we're looking at now in reality, people. This is not science fiction. And if you look at the history of DARPA and look at how these, what these people were doing 60 years ago, working on EMP bombs, it's absolutely amazing to look at that history and to look at how they had to fight the scientists, the military-industrial complex, how Eisenhower had to do that to try to limit the expansion of nuclear war. They had gone from the atomic bomb, the fission bomb, to the fusion bomb. That's where her story really begins. And that was many orders of magnitude greater than the atomic bomb. And that wasn't good enough for Edward Teller and the other scientists. They were then looking on the at the super bomb, which they said could blow up an entire continent. Well, where are you going to test that? It's absolutely insane, totally divorced from any reality or any sense of proportion. And at that point, Eisenhower, as well as even Khrushchev, were getting concerned about what their scientists were doing. So they enacted a test ban treaty, trying to put a limit on this runaway expansion. Now we have the same thing happening with killer robots. We need to understand that. We don't have a leader with that kind of proportion, with that kind of sense. No one who will stand up to the military-industrial complex. Have you heard any questions about this in the presidential debates? No. Have you heard any questions about the Trans-Pacific Partnership and its implications for our economy, for our legal system, for global governance? No. Not a single question. You're not going to hear that kind of question from Fox News or from CNN because they are part of the establishment. They want to see these things move forward. They want to see the TPP move forward. They don't want to put any obstacles in the way of the military-industrial complex or big pharmaceutical companies. So they are not asking the existential questions that affect not only our freedoms but our lives. This is a very serious issue. We've talked to Noel Sharkey in the past. We've talked to Hugo de Garis, as I was saying in the last segment. Hugo de Garis said once people understood where artificial intelligence, generalized artificial intelligence, was going on, there would be a massive pushback by the population if we can wake people up. He believes at that point there will be a war between those who want to continue the Edward Tellers of our time, who want to continue with this no matter what. He called them the cosmists because he thinks that they have a cosmic view, that they want to create the super intelligence, the gods, in his words, that will replace us. And he, quite frankly, is on the fence with this. He doesn't really know where he is on either side of this. He presents both sides, and he has this ambivalence because on the one hand, he thinks it's going to result in the extinction of the human race. And on the other hand, he would like to be the person who creates the gods who are above us, because I guess that makes him God in some sense in his mind. That's what we're looking at now. That's the kind of mentality that is running the military-industrial complex. One of the examples of where this will go in the nearer term, of course, are autonomous killing machines, autonomous weapons, killer robots that don't require human intervention in order to kill. Now, since we don't have a leader in the West who will stand up to the military-industrial complex, some people are trying to do this through the UN. I don't have much confidence in the UN. I don't think much is going to happen from that. I don't think that it's strong enough, and I'm concerned about the concentration of power that would let them do something like this. But perhaps they can get people together of goodwill in different areas. That would be the best-case scenario. I don't likely see that happening. Nevertheless, I stand with Noel Sharkey and others who are on the International Committee for Robot Arms Control. Somebody needs to do with it. So in this particular case, it's not a president who's coming out and trying to control this out-of-control military-industrial complex. This is essentially a grassroots movement of scientists. Perhaps something will happen if you, the people, will join them. We're not going to see this from our leaders. They are totally owned by the military-industrial complex, just like we're not going to see them stop the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And we're going to talk about that as well, because we have a massive sea change that is happening right now in the House. It is very, very important who the Speaker of the House is. You understand the Speaker is third in line to the presidency. You understand the Speaker has control over who gets to sit on which committees, which laws get introduced, and that sort of thing. That's why everyone was so concerned about John Boehner. That's why the pressure to get rid of John Boehner was brought up. Tonight, there's going to be a private meeting amongst congressmen. They're going to talk about who will be seceding John Boehner. It's very important. We only have three people that are going to be running for that office. We're going to break down a little bit their background. Unfortunately, there's not much to cheer about here. It's just like the presidential race. We don't have much of a choice, really. But we need to try to push for someone who is the least bad, or at least someone who is not just a new face being put on the same old policy. So we're going to talk about that, as well as the corporations reacting to the Trans-Pacific Partnership, as well as what is going on, again, in the presidential race. But this is one of these issues where I've said over and over again, I think that the presidential race, for the most part, is a distraction. It's to get us totally invested into these candidates so that we don't get invested in issues, so we don't get invested in our local government. And one of the issues that we need to get invested in is we need to join with this grassroots movement of scientists who understand the danger of artificial intelligence, who understand the danger of killer robots. We as a people, for our own survival, we have to get involved with these people. We have to support them because it isn't going to happen from some savior in Washington. None of these presidential candidates could care less about this, quite frankly. They're not talking about it. There's not going to be any questions asked in any of these presidential debates. I would venture to guess that most of these presidential candidates aren't even really aware of the issue. Now let's take a look at this article that was on The Guardian today. UN delay could open the door to robot wars, say experts. Observers say the UK and the US are seeking to water down an agreement so that any autonomous weapons deployed before talks conclude will be beyond the reach of a ban. Understand how dangerous this is. Understand the plausible deniability that leaders would have if you just wipe out an entire area. They could say, well, you know, it was a software glitch. Sorry. Mistakes were made. I'm not responsible for this. It allows them to distance themselves from mass murder and genocide. But it is also something that is very, very easy to get out of control. And as they say, once this genie is out of the bottle, it is going to be very difficult to put it back in. Here's the issue. We've already got some autonomous killing machines. We've got systems like the Phalanx system from the UK. We've got the Iron Dome that the United States has created. And these, when you look at them, appear to be legitimate weapons, legitimate use. You have a situation in both of these cases where these are automated firing systems. And that underscores the difficulty of discernment in this because there's a continuum of these weapons. These are automated firing systems that are meant to protect ships or local areas from incoming missiles because humans can't react quickly enough. Humans can't shoot a moving target like a missile quickly enough, but they can't even react quickly enough. So they've created these defensive weapons like the Phalanx, like the Iron Dome, to stop incoming missiles. But where does that end? In this story, they're talking about how in South Korea they have some automated machine guns that are put over the demilitarized zone, and they say that it requires human intervention, but many people believe that it is automatically firing. We also have Israel deploying machine gun turrets along its border, the Gaza Strip, to target Palestinian infiltrators automatically. So you see how it's going to gradually and incrementally move until you get something that is quite literally like the Terminator robot. That is where we're headed. You need to look at these videos that they put out of Boston Dynamics, now owned by Google, of other robotics companies, all now owned by Google. You need to take a look at these videos at the bipeds, at the quadrupeds, at the bug-like machines that are moving very rapidly, getting better all the time. You need to ask yourself where this is going. How are we going to get control of this? We have to get control of our government. We have to have people who are informed, who are going to act at the local level, who are going to contain this. And quite frankly, this is one of the most dangerous areas where it is getting out of control. When we come back, I want to talk to you, though, how our government is trying to get preschoolers to love robots.
Supply.com. We get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to go back to talking about how they are using robots to accustom your children to loving robots, loving their future masters, quite frankly, their future task masters. Before we do, though, I want to tell you that we have a sale going on Prostaguard at InfoWarsLife.com. We have 20% off Prostaguard for this week only. Prostaguard uses natural plant-based nutrients and antioxidants to support your prostate. hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. It's something I take every day, and from my research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily routine. Right now, you can get 20% off Prostagard at InfoWarsLife.com. For this week only, 20% off Prostagard. Now, when we were talking about robots and the killer robots, and of course, that is the end game with this if we don't control this, if we don't get control of our politicians, control of our government, control of our military spending, that's where we're headed, folks. But there's also other areas that we're concerned about, of course, with robots. We've talked many times about how they are going to create massive unemployment. It's not just replacing and automating one industry. It's going to be across the board. Every industry is going to be hit. It's not going to be like we've had in the past where farms are automated, so people move to the cities to work in factories, that type of thing. We had the Industrial Revolution. No, this is going to be a revolution that is going to affect jobs at every strata of society. Every strata. We're looking at unemployment figures of 30 to 50%. Many in the transportation industry will be the first ones to be hit. But we have to get accustomed to this, don't we? That's what the elites believe. They think that we have to get accustomed to this. So they're spending $440,000 for robots to tell preschoolers stories. Isn't that interesting? You know, you could have a human read stories to them. You could even have recordings and computer images, if you wanted to, of the story that you could read to the kids. But they want to have the robots do that. I think that's very telling. This is coming, of course, from the National Science Foundation. They are seeking to, quote, push the envelope of normal storytelling that is aimed at four-year-olds. Understand, that's where you adjust society for the next generation. They always want to get a hold of the children at a very early age. They want to separate them from their family. They want to condition them for the type of society that they want to do in the future. That's what social engineers have done all the way back to the time of Plato. In Plato's Republic, he said, we want them to have no mother and father but the state. We want the children to not know who their mothers and fathers are. They have all of their allegiance to the state. The state is their family. Well, they can also have the robots be the face of the state. They say that these robots are unique because they can play, they can learn, they can engage with children in the real world. You know what we used to call that? Parents. We used to call it parents. There used to be these beings that would play, learn, and engage with their children in the real world. They were called mom and dad. But those terms are being banned. We don't want our children to interact with people. We want them to interact with these faceless individuals. Perhaps it's people behind, that they're interacting with. Maybe it's a bot that they're interacting with on social media. Who knows? You never know who you're talking to on social media. But now, if it's something physical, tangible for these four-year-olds, we want them to be interacting literally with robots. They say such robots offer unique opportunities of guided, personalized, and controlled social interaction during the delivery of desired curriculum. See, it's not just enough for them to manipulate our children with the curriculum that they teach them. They have to also have a controlled social interaction. That's their words for it. Quite frankly, I look at this, and we need to, at the grassroots level, as I said, you have to stand up for your freedoms, and you have to take them individually. The first thing you do is take care of your family. Get them out of the schools. Get them away from these social engineers. And that could mean a private school as well. Start your own private school with other friends. If they won't let you because of political situations, if they put restraints on how you can educate your children, then get involved in local office and remove those constraints. But you have to protect your children. You have to understand, as many have been telling you over the decades, back in the 1980s, we had Charlotte Iserby with Phyllis Schlafly talking about the deliberate dumbing down of America. The manipulation of our children, making sure that they were not independent thinkers. That was always the goal of education, with liberal education, to make independent thinkers. That's not what they want. These are social engineers. These are people who, like the utopian societies in the mid-1800s, were concerned because they weren't having these utopian communist societies were failing. in Oneida and other places. They said, we need to separate the children from their parents. Precisely the same conclusion that tyrants throughout history have had. And that's the way they're doing it. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to talk about the TPP as well as the change in the House leadership. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting, storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We have an article up on InfoWars.com. Homeland Security detains Stockton mayor, forces him to hand over his passwords. This is a very interesting story because there's a number of aspects of this that I think are important. First of all, the fact that we still have local people that are close enough to us, like mayors, that they are treated like we're treated, that they are outraged by this kind of treatment like we're outraged by this kind of treatment. That is where our hope lies, at the local level. You're not going to find any salvation with a president. They're too far away from you. They're too distant from you. They're too far above you. They have a completely different level of concern. They don't live with you. Government needs to be local. It needs to be at the level where you are. That's where you can control it, and that's where you can have people that don't are not so far removed from the population. Listen to what he suffered. Now, this is Stockton, California Mayor Anthony R. Silver. He had attended a recent mayor's conference in China. Now, coming back from China, he was amazed at how he was treated in San Francisco. They say at the San Francisco International Airport, agents with Homeland Security detained him, detained the mayor. They confiscated his personal cell phone, along with other electronics. He said, unfortunately, they were not willing or able to produce a search warrant or any court documents suggesting that they had a legal right to take my property, he told the San Francisco Gate. He said, in addition, they were persistent about requiring my passwords for all devices. The mayor's attorney told the San Francisco Gate that the mayor was not allowed to leave the airport without forfeiting his passwords. The attorney was not present for his interaction with Homeland Security agents either. The mayor was told that he had, quote, no right for a lawyer to be present, and that being a U.S. citizen did not, quote, entitle me to any rights that I probably thought I had. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? A wake-up call for the mayor. You know, we had a wake-up call a few years ago when they started rolling this out very quickly. Now we've been normalized to that, okay? We now have come to accept that as the status quo in our minds. But in Texas, we had David Simpson, who led a revolt against the sexual molestation of minors by Homeland Security by the idea that they should be able to put their hands on us so that we would have to demonstrate to them our innocence before we were allowed to move about in our country. We had a law that was passed unanimously in the state house that said that they would not be allowed to do that. At that time, the TSA pushed back very strongly and said, we're going to turn Texas into a no-fly zone. We later learned in a lawsuit by John Corbett, when the TSA mistakenly published on pacer.gov an unredacted copy of some of their communications, we learned that they said at the time, the very same time they were threatening to turn Texas into a no-fly zone, they said in their own documents, there is no threat against airports or airplanes. And we quite frankly know, because of their lax methods and as security experts have pointed out, it is nothing but theater. If there really were a threat, we would have had many incidents at this point in time. But we haven't, because there isn't a threat. They knew there wasn't a threat. And the mayor goes on to say, as I was being searched at the airport, there was a Latino couple to my left, an Asian couple to my right, also being aggressively searched. I briefly had to remind myself that this was not North Korea or Nazi Germany, that this is the land of the free. Is it really? Is it really, or have we become slaves? Have we adopted the mindset of the people who lived in East Germany? The see something, say something, let's tattle on everybody. Have we come to accept this, that we're going to give up our freedom for the promise of security? As I've said many times, you give up your freedom for security, slaves are never secure. Slaves are never safe. Slaves are never rich. When you give up your liberty, you have no hope of obtaining safety or security. Understand that this is for their safety from you. And we cannot tolerate this. We need to get more people in office who are outraged by being treated like this. You need to be outraged. When I go to the airport, I see people just willingly going through whatever process the TSA tells them to go through, and not trying to shut the system down in any way whatsoever. Tell them that you want to opt out. Shut it down. Shut the system down if you have enough people that'll do that. I also do not want to, I don't like to fly. It's not my choice. I have to do it because of work. But I don't want to be forced to have to not fly anymore. I'm not going to let them take that over from me. I understand people boycotting it, and I think that's a great thing. I think we need to make the airlines feel some economic pressure. But I also don't want to allow them to completely shut me down. Now, in terms of shutting us down, look at this story on InfoWars.com. The Washington Post editor says, repeat after me, I want a gun-free society. And this is what he has in his story. He says, imagine prohibition. Imagine a mass buyback. Imagine a gun-free society. He says those three words, prohibition, mass buyback, and a gun-free society. He says the NRA has rendered those as to be unmentionable. No, it's not the NRA, folks. It's the Constitution. When you talk about prohibition, let's talk about the major prohibitions that we've had in this country. Let's talk about alcohol prohibition. Was that a success? No. It was an outright failure. What happened during prohibition? We had a massive increase in organized crime. We had a massive corruption of the government. We had violence in the streets like we'd never had before. And we had an increase in the concentration of alcohol. And you know what? The same things have happened with the war on drugs. But here's the fundamental difference between the war on drugs and the failed experiment with prohibition that only lasted a few years. When we had the prohibition experiment, we actually changed the Constitution because there is no authority to prohibit alcohol. There's no authority for the federal government to prohibit marijuana or anything else. That's not in the Constitution. As a matter of fact, they're specifically prohibited from doing that. The 9th and 10th Amendments say, if you've not been given express authority in these areas, it remains to the people and to the states. And that's why they passed the 18th Amendment and then did the 21st Amendment to undo prohibition. But when it came to prohibiting drugs, we just ignored the Constitution. And so now we're at the point where the Washington Post wants to come out and say and turn this all upside down. They want to prohibit something that is expressly permitted and protected by the Constitution. Do you understand how criminal this is? And, of course, this is the Washington Post pushing this. This is why Matt Drudge has been so important. He was here earlier today, and Matt Drudge has allowed us to transcend the controlled media, like this Washington Post editor, Fred Hyatt, who says he wants gun prohibition, he wants a gun-free society. I don't really care what he wants. We have a Constitution, and we're going to fight for that Constitution, and you're not going to change that Constitution. We have put up with, and I can't understand why people put up with the government prohibiting things that it doesn't have the authority to prohibit, cancer drugs, marijuana, whatever. The FDA should not be able to turn this into a situation where everything is prohibited unless expressly permitted. But you understand how they have normalized us to that mentality, just like they've normalized us to the TSA. Now they want to go to the next level. They want to say that things that are specifically prohibited for the government to do, and that is to infringe our right to self-protection, our right to protect the nation from foreign invaders with an armed militia. They want to say that they're going to just ignore that. Obama has been floating the idea of gun prohibition, making references this weekend to Australia and the UK, saying there are places where we've just gotten rid of guns because they understand that it isn't having any effect when they pass these gun laws. None of these gun laws, background checks, none of this stuff is effective because criminals are going to get their guns, just like criminals get their drugs everywhere. You can't lock people up in jail and keep them from overdosing on drugs in a federal jail. That's just reality. You need to understand that. Prohibition doesn't work, and they don't have the legal authority for it. Anyway, but it's not just Obama, but now we see the Washington Post is coming out with this. We also have a professor at Georgetown University who is a government and law professor who is also saying the very same thing on the very same day. So now they say, well, you know, these gun laws didn't work, so we just need outright prohibition. You know what? Outright prohibition isn't going to work either for the same reason the gun laws don't work. But, of course, we are going to be propagandized endlessly by the Washington Post, and that's why you need alternative media. That's why we put together this piece. I think it was about a year ago that Darren McGreen put this piece together. At the time that the Pentagon came out and there was that press conference that surfaced, and this one young officer said to the officer that was briefing the group, she said, nobody believes us anymore. They just think it's outright propaganda and lies. And they were going back and forth and saying, yeah, you know, people can go to the Drudge Report and they can go to directly to the sources and they're bypassing us. And we just don't have the kind of control we had anymore, the kind of control that they're trying to exercise through the Washington Post. And by the way, when you look at that article, there's a picture of Jeff Bezos on there that we have up there because Jeff Bezos, who owns Amazon, also owns the Washington Post. So just keep that in mind when you do your shopping, okay? Talk about boycotts or whatever. I mean, just understand what you're feeding. And I understand I still get stuff from Amazon. I get books from Amazon, like audiobooks, like the one I'm listening to about the Pentagon's brain. But just understand that all of these guys, people like Jeff Bezos, he goes to the Bilderberg Group, he buys the Washington Post because he wants political clout in Washington. And what is he using that political clout for right now? Well, he's using that political clout to try to call for outright gun prohibition. And again, as I said, that's why it's so important for us to be able to transcend the controlled media. We did a report, Darren McBreen put this together, a lot of clips, How Matt Drudge Changed the World. I want to play a little bit of that for you right now.
It's been more than 16 years since Matt Drudge gave his historic speech at the National Press Club on June 2, 1998. At that time, he said that the mainstream media would go bankrupt, that individual bloggers and researchers on the Internet were just as important as the New York Times. The controlled state-run media had a field day making fun of Matt Drudge. But today, their hubris has drained away, and they're no longer as arrogant as they once were. Now we see calls for the FCC to regulate print news and online news, and we see establishment publications like Time Magazine, Newsweek, and the New York Times battling to keep from going completely bankrupt and imploding. It turns out pretty much everything that Matt Drudge said in that 40-minute speech has now come true. Well, Matt Drudge is saying a lot of things today that the mainstream media is still laughing at. Why do they laugh at people that have been proven right over and over again? Here are some of the most important moments, in my view, from Drudge's speech. And we're also adding headlines from over the years to show just how much of what he had to say came true.
This is something new. This marks the first time that an individual has access to the news wires outside of a newsroom. You get to read all the news from the Associated Press, UPI, Reuters, to the more agency French press and the Xinhua. I'm a personal fan of the Xinhua press. And time was, only newsrooms had access to the full pictures of the day's events. But now any citizen does. We get to see the kinds of cuts that are made for all kinds of reasons. Endless layers of editors with endless agendas changing bits and pieces, so by the time the newspaper hits your welcome mat, it had no meaning. Now with a modem, anyone can follow the world and report on the world. No middleman, no big brother. And I guess this changes everything.
More than 10 years after breaking the Clinton-Lewinsky story, Matt Drudge remains more powerful than ever with his website, thedrudgereport.com.
Matt Drudge is a legend on the Internet. Every journalist and politician in America reads his website on a daily basis.
When radio lost out to television, there was anxiety. The people in the radio business were absolutely anxious and demanded government stop the upcoming television wave. Television was very nervous about other mediums coming forward, cable. The movies didn't want sitcoms to be taped at movie studios for fear it would take away from the movies. No, television saved the movies. The Internet is going to save the news business. I envision a future where there will be 300 million reporters, where anyone from anywhere can report for any reason. It's freedom of participation absolutely realized.
First of all, you disrespected me, this badge, and my department. You understand me? When I'm talking to you, you shut your mouth and you listen.
Did I not give you a warning?
You gave me a warning.
Okay.
I have a right in the United States. I know my rights.
I don't give it.
Give me the board.
Obviously, your parents don't put a foot in your butt quite enough, because you don't understand the meaning of respect.
You see this?
Yes, you see that. I took the board. You have a problem with it?
I have a problem.
Then bring your parents down. We'll discuss.
Oh, good.
Go for it.
Have you been there for the ceremony with the cremation of care?
Frankly, I don't think that's something I need to talk to you about.
Really?
That's right.
Well, I'm Alex Jones, and I snuck in there in 2000. I'm the guy that blew it wide open
and got the video. It's been on national TV.
Well, I disrespect you for that.
You do?
I do.
But it's a lot of big public officials.
Now, that's Alex Jones in the early days talking to David Gergen, a regular attendee at the Bilderberg Conference, about the cremation of care. And that's precisely what Drudge was talking about citizen journalists. And about the Internet transcending that. If you want to see the rest of that report, it's about 15 minutes. It's how Matt Drudge changed the world. That's on our YouTube channel. We'll probably put that link up again on our site at InfoWars. I'm sure there'll be a clip there from Matt Drudge being in studio talking to Alex Jones earlier today about the state of our society, what's going on in our government. Very interesting talk that Matt Drudge had. It's amazing to see him. Now, tonight we're going to have a meeting, a private meeting on the House and the Congress. They're going to be talking about who the next speaker is going to be. And I want to give you a little bit of background to these guys, because there's a lot of very important things that are coming up. And the speaker has a tremendous amount of power. Everybody is focused on the presidential race, but this is something that's going to happen right now. And it's something that you can still influence by calling some of your congressmen. Now, who are these players that are setting up to replace John Boehner? First of all, we had Kevin McCarthy, and he was essentially the establishment choice. And then on Wednesday, he went on the Sean Hannity show, and he made some comments. He said, I put together the Benghazi investigation. Look at her poll numbers now. Well, the Democrats were outraged. They said, look at this. It just shows that Benghazi was completely political. And you know what? I agree with them. I agree that the Benghazi investigation was completely political. The only thing that the Boehner Republicans and people like Kevin McCarthy, who was trying to take Boehner's place, wanted to do out of that was to score some cheap political shots at Hillary Clinton. And they're exactly right. It's not right to say that there wasn't any criminal action with Benghazi, that there wasn't any criminal action with the emails, that there weren't issues where Obama should have been impeached. But we've seen over and over again that the establishment GOP leadership has merely taken the opportunity to aggrandize themselves politically, but they will never purge the corruption. They own it. They want to be part of it. They want to have that power when they take the reins. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I want to get back to the speaker's race that is heating up tonight. Talk about the three candidates there. I just mentioned Kevin McCarthy. I want to get back and talk about that, especially in light of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is going to be coming up pretty soon. Before I do, I just want to let you know real quickly, LiverShield is back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. We keep selling out of LiverShield with every new run. We do it very quickly, and we have a good reason for that. You've probably heard my personal liver flush story using LiverShield. The results are dramatic. It uses a powerful blend of organic and wild-crafted herbs, specifically formulated to support natural function and detoxification of the liver and the gallbladder. Again, you can try Liver Shield. Take a look at our website. It'll tell you how to perform a liver flush at InfoWarsLife.com. You can look at the reviews. Again, this is a limited run. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, just before the break, I was talking about the House Speaker race that is heating up tonight. Remember that it was just this summer that Mark Meadows introduced a motion to vacate the seat for John Boehner. In other words, just go. Just resign. At first he was laughed at. Then they looked at it and they said, hey, you know what? We don't have the votes. It was a razor-thin margin. And it was just before recess. So they decided they would wait. They would work on the congressman and the GOP and see if they could maintain his position. Obviously, they realized that they were not going to be able to keep people in line. And so when they came back from recess, John Boehner announced that he's going to take an immediate retirement. You know, it's the kind of you can't fire me, I quit type of attitude. You're not going to have Nixon to kick around anymore, that type of thing. And so good. That's fine. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. OK, but who is replacing him? As I mentioned before, we have Kevin McCarthy. That's the GOP establishment's candidate. Apparently, he was the one that they put up. And he was the one who bragged this last Wednesday about how they put together the Benghazi investigation. Look at what it did to Hillary Clinton's poll numbers. That's being used now in commercials to revitalize Hillary Clinton, to say there's nothing to this. No, there's a lot to that. That's one of the things that people are so upset with the GOP leadership for. There are many issues for which Hillary should have been prosecuted, for which Obama should have been impeached, and they do nothing. Because they won't go beyond just using it for cheap political gain. And that's precisely what Kevin McCarthy did. So the Democrats are right about that. That's all it was. It should have been a real criminal investigation. There should have been real consequences, but there weren't. And you're not going to get that from the GOP leadership. So after that happened on Wednesday, this huge moment, they say it was a gaffe. No, it was a moment of candor, okay? It was a candid truth, where he told people what was going on. So Sunday, we had Jason Chaffetz enter the race. Now, who is this guy? Is he somebody that we can trust? Let me give you a little bit of background on Jason Chaffetz. Okay, his father was a co-chair of the Dukakis campaign in his state. His father had been married to Dukakis' former wife. So he's got long roots on both sides of this. When he decided he was going to come into politics in 2009, just before the massive influx of Republicans in 2010, he positioned himself as a Tea Party candidate. Has he operated as a Tea Party candidate? Well, let me tell you, the same guy, Mark Meadows, who said he was tired of the heavy-handed rule of John Boehner, when anybody would not do exactly as he said, he threw him off of subcommittees. They were upset with his position on issues. Well, it was the same Mark Meadows that Jason Chaffetz threw off of a subcommittee because he wouldn't do what the GOP leadership wanted on the Trade Promotion Authority. Because he opposed the TPP, because he opposed the unconstitutional operation of Fast Track, he was thrown off the subcommittee by Jason Chaffetz. Is Jason Chaffetz nothing but a new face for the same old politics? In my opinion, yes. And so that leaves us with the third person, who is a little-known congressman from Florida, and nobody gives him much of a chance, but we need to take a look at him. At least he opposed the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Tonight, InfoWars Nightly News, Leanne McAdoo. We're going to take a look at this launch of the Strong Cities Network, a UN initiative for global policing. Stay with us and join us tonight for InfoWars Nightly News.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.